Hello everyone and welcome. My name is Dr. Mark A. Hicks and this is Life Strategies. This is the show where we deal with the problems of life because life is difficult and it has many challenges. And we cannot solve every problem, but we can make life better if we have the right strategies. And I'm here to help you do that. Today I want to talk about the foundations of a healthy life. One of the things that happens, particularly during difficult times, is we forget the basics. That we get into somewhat of a panic mode. We get into a bit of chaos in our life because of some difficulties, and we forget to practice the basics. And this just makes a problem worse. In every moment of life, during good times and during bad times, there are basic foundational elements of good health that are important to practice. And it's good to practice these when we're doing well, when there's no big problems, because when we get into difficult times, it's going to be especially important to practice the basics. These are simple things, these are not vastly complex, and yet they are vital to living a healthy life and to keeping us strong so that we can endure the difficult times, so that we can rise to the challenges of life. Doing just these very basic things can keep us healthy enough to rise to the occasion of difficulties whenever they come along. And so today I want to talk about four strategies that can keep us healthy on a basic level, a foundational level, that need to be practiced all the time, but particularly during difficult times, these are going to be critical. And so the first strategy is to make sure you're drinking plenty of water. Isn't that the most simple thing in the world? And yet, many people never do that. We never drink enough water. Dehydration is a pretty common thing. And it almost begins to sound so simple that it's trivial. And yet, water is a critical element for our health. Now, one of the things that happens during difficult times is that grief and hardship, emotional pain, stress and worry, these things are hard physical labor. We, of course, know that they are difficult things to deal with emotionally, but they are also hard physical labor. The emotional hardships of life are hard on our bodies as well as our emotional state. There is not a great separation between the physical and the emotional. There's a tremendous tie between the two. And so when we go through hardships of life, we go through emotional struggles in life, it's going to be hard on our bodies. So let's think about what we would need if we were going through a tremendous physical challenge. We would need our water, wouldn't we? If we were trying to run a marathon, if we were trying to do some sort of strenuous hike, if we were trying to achieve some sort of physical accomplishment, if we were working out in the forest and we were doing hard manual labor, we would certainly want to make sure we drink plenty of water. That would be common sense, wouldn't it? That we would need water for our physical bodies because we were involved in strenuous physical activity. Now, if we start to understand that grief and stress and worry and all of these things that come during the most difficult times of life, that is hard physical labor. It feels different. It doesn't feel the same as manual labor or a strenuous sports activity, but it does take a toll on our body. And so just like we would want to make sure we had plenty of water for a strenuous physical activity, we need that continually, but particularly during difficult times, taking into account that difficult emotional times are hard on our physical body. We want to make sure we are staying hydrated, have plenty of water, just as we would if we were undergoing some physical strain. And so when we're going through a lot of strain emotionally, do the thing that you would do if you were going through a physical strain, and that is, at least one of them, drink plenty of water. The second strategy is breathe, particularly deep breathing. Of course, we're all going to breathe. That's just natural. But deep breathing, taking deep breaths, is a calming effect on the body. And when we get stressed, when we have difficulties and struggles in life, our breath tends to get more and more shallow. We tend to take fewer deep breaths when we are under stress. And this sets up a cycle that is not particularly good for us, that stress causes us to breathe in a more shallow fashion, but that shallow breathing tends to cause more stress. And so it sets up this cycle where we're increasing our feelings of stress because of this physical response of breathing in a more shallow manner. If we remember that deep breathing is important, getting oxygen into our bodies, getting that air into our bodies, and it tends to have a very calming effect. It gives a signal to our brains to bring some calm into our life. When we make the choice to take some deep breaths, to consciously breathe deeply, it's a signal to our brains to calm our bodies. And so this is a good thing to practice all the time, because we're always under a certain level of stress, but particularly when we are going through enormous difficulties. Perhaps you've had the experience of talking to someone that was really upset and really stressed. And when that happens, they probably talk very quickly, don't they? They talk very fast, they rush their words, and they talk so fast they spend very little time breathing. This is just how our bodies work. We kind of kick in and we talk really fast and we don't breathe very deeply and we rush our words and we don't get a lot of air into our bodies. Making the conscious choice to breathe deeply, good practice to do every day, but particularly when we're going through difficult times, taking some time, just a few minutes, to take deep breaths. It won't solve all the problems, but it will make life better. A third strategy is make sure you're getting basic nutrients. When we go through a trauma or a stress, a lot of people stop eating. They're just not hungry. Sometimes that stress takes away our appetite. Other times people will crave things that are not particularly good for us. People, when they're under stress, sometimes want to eat a lot of sugary foods, or they want to drink a lot of alcohol. And our bodies begin to crave these things during stress. It's a way of sort of trying to cope with the stressors of life. And on a small level, there's nothing wrong with these things. You can have some sugary snacks. You can have a certain level of alcohol and not really do a lot of damage. But if you start to do excess of that, particularly when your body is stressed, again, it sets up this bad cycle. We do these things because in the short run, it will make us feel better. And it actually does. In the short term, if you eat a lot of sugar, you drink a lot of alcohol, in the short term, we can feel better. We can feel a little more calm or a little more energetic or whatever it is that we're going for. It can affect our attitude in the short term. But it has long-term consequences if we are doing that too much. And so we set up this bad cycle where we are depleting our body of nutrients because we are eating bad foods, or we're not eating at all, or we're drinking too much alcohol. And that puts a strain on the body. And as we've already discussed, there's not a big separation between our bodies and our emotional state. So when we start putting a strain on our bodies because we're not getting proper nutrition, because we're not eating enough, or we're eating too much sugar or fatty foods, or drinking too much alcohol, or whatever it might be, we're putting our body into a strain, which just exacerbates the emotional struggle we're going through during difficult times. Now, that doesn't mean you have to eat gourmet meals every day. It doesn't mean that you have to get exactly the right nutrients all the time. Again, we're talking about the basics. We're talking about fundamentals. We're talking about keeping a foundational level of health during the biggest stressors of life, during times of grief and tragedy and struggle and stress. Sometimes it doesn't have to be perfect. Little things count. And so, are you having one nutritious meal? Are you making sure you're getting basic nutrition? During good times, it might be very easy to eat good, nutritious meals on a regular basis. But when we are under a lot of stress, cooking for ourselves can be more difficult because it's so time consuming. It might be easier just to grab something in a rush or just not eat at all. When it comes to nutrition, during stressful times, you don't have to be perfect. Just be aware to get basic nutrition into your body. And as you come through that stressful time, you'll probably want to focus on that even more, get yourself built back up with some really good nutrition. But in the worst of times, if you're going through a terrible tragedy, small amounts of nutrition can go a long way. The basics count. During those times of stress, a little bit counts. But again, you're going through hard physical labor when you're going through stress, when you're going through difficult times. And so you need the basics of nutrition. Make sure you're getting at least some good nutritional foods into your body every day. Even if your diet's not perfect, even if you don't have a strong appetite, during these difficult times, focus on getting some basic foods that are healthy into your body. And the fourth strategy is to focus on relationships. Again, during difficult times, we sometimes get into a bad spiral because we're in a bad place. We're in a bad mood. We're stressed. We're upset. And so we may take that out on the people we care about, our family, our friends. We may lash out at people and we may damage those relationships. And that will put us in even a worse place because we won't have the support we need to go through the stress we're going through. We need people's support around us. Friends and family are very important when we are in a time of struggle, when we're in a time of difficulty. It is a foundational element that we need in our life. None of us can go through life alone. No matter how introverted we might be, we all need somebody. And especially during the most difficult times of life, we need people around us who care about us and that can help us in these difficult times. And so take care of your relationships. And again, you don't have to be perfect. People will understand that you're in a bad mood during a tragedy. People will understand that you might not be at your best during difficult times. But just try to nurture those relationships a little bit. Try not to say terribly hateful things when you're upset. Try to express to your friends and family that you appreciate their support for you. No one's going to expect you to be at your best. No one's going to expect you to say everything right when you're going through difficult times. Of course you're going to be in a bad mood. Of course you're going to not be at your best. But a little can go a long way. You don't have to be perfect, but just keep the basics. Be basically kind to the people that are in your life. Take care of those relationships because we need those to come through the difficult times of life. So these are things that we should practice all the time. Drinking enough water, taking deep breaths, basic nutrition, healthy relationships. These are things that make life better all the time. But particularly during the struggles of life, they are foundational. If you have those things, you can come through the difficulties of life a lot better. It's not going to be easy. But you can come through the most difficult times of life when you are practicing these foundational elements of a healthy life. You bring these things into your life, particularly in good times, focus on them during difficult times, you're going to make life better. Thank you for listening. I want you to know this show is sponsored by the English-speaking United Methodist Church of Prague. These are people who want to help make your life better. You can find that website at esumc.cz. You can find this and other color radio programming by going to radiocolor.cz. And of course, I encourage you to go to my website at markahicks.com. I do appreciate you listening. This is Life Strategies. Life is difficult, but it can be better if we have the right strategies. Take care, everyone.